And then he was also a legislator.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But they needed a gymnasium in Fairbanks, and he had been going to the legislature quite regularly, and he was president of the PTA, and well, maybe he used a little blackmail on the merchants and whatnot, and he got donations from people. They ended up with $9,000, and they went down to Nenana and tore down some kind of a building. I don't know what it was, but anyway, it was torn down with volunteer help, with the exception of was it George Bochner? I think it was George Bochner. And he was the only paid carpenter on the thing. And then they tore that down, brought it to Fairbanks, and built a gymnasium and 6 classrooms, and added that to the school. And so it was a community gymnasium, so everybody in town was allowed to come there. They kept it open in the evening and on Saturday and Sunday, so we could have basketball.
He seemed to be quite a guy then, didn't he?
Yeah, but when he ran for the legislature next time, boy, did he take a licking. And so that was the end of his legislative career.
Well, he was no doubt, he was he had clout, and he was a mover, and he was good for the city of Fairbanks.
Yeah, there were a lot of mothers that said they were having trouble with their boys, and they got interested in basketball. And I remember Mrs. Ringstead came to him, and she really appreciated that gymnasium, because her kids were great basketball players. And there were some others too. Seems to me Mrs. Lavery was quite appreciative of it. And he was a merchant, which I don't know whether he was. But I know the merchants worked against him.